And this is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, where it is time for Civic Matters on a Monday morning. And that means I am going to welcome into our lives Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Good morning, Mary.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. Ready for Monday. Bring it on.
Running around like a chicken with its head cut off, I believe, on from the list of things going on in town and a flurry of activity. So we're glad you're here to help us sort out a lot of what's happening around us.
Yeah, the third week of the month is always super busy, and this week is no exception.
All right, start us off with the thing you think that we should be paying attention to more than anything else this morning. What's the big item on your agenda?
Well, tonight's City Council meeting, Ann Arbor City Council meeting, is going to be interesting. The resolution to create a new police oversight commission is on the agenda again. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, David Fair and I talked about this. This was October 1st meeting. There were two different versions of the resolution, and one of them was moved forward that was supported by the city administrator and the mayor. So that, I'm sure, will have more debate tonight. There's also a public hearing on that. So that's a really critical new development for the city, and I think people should just be aware that that's happening right now.
So if you've never been to a city council meeting, I know it starts at 7 o'clock, and you mentioned there's a public hearing, which means opportunity for public commentary. You know, how do I, as an Ann Arborite wanting to get in on the action there, give me the brief on what's the process and what should I expect if I wanted to go in and make a comment tonight?
Well, if you want to go to the public hearing, it's difficult to gauge when that's going to happen because it's not at the very beginning of the meeting. I know there's a group of people who are activists on this issue who are going to be having a watch party, so they'll watch it online on the Community Television Network YouTube channel. And then when they see that the agenda is moving a little bit towards that public hearing, they're going to walk over. It's not something that everybody can do, but I would say the public hearing will probably happen within the first hour of the meeting. So if you want to show up, sometime a little bit after 7, it's the second floor of City Hall, which is at 301 East Huron, near the corner of Huron and 5th.
And I know this just bringing it up because this is the kind of issue that drives out a new kind of people that have never been to a city council meeting before. So just, and I think buckle in for a long ride because this is not going to be a short meeting.
I would agree. The last meeting where this was discussed, they went till 1 o'clock. So the discussion is not necessarily something that everybody wants to stay for, but certainly the piece of it where you can weigh in. It's important if you have the chance to do so. I'd hope you do.
And if you'd like to weigh in on how the city is spending tax dollars, the fiscal year 2020 and 21 budgets are up for planning right now, and there's an online survey asking for input. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. The survey asks whether you would increase, decrease, or keep the same budget level for a range of city services, so street repair, police, parks, affordable housing, et cetera. And they give you a dollar amount, which is roughly the amount that it's currently budgeted at. And that actually was really interesting to me. I took the survey last week, and it was useful to see the different budget amounts that are allocated for different parts of the city services. It's hard as a resident because you don't really have the context for what that amount covers. So within the parks, for example, you might want to move things around, but you're basically given this amount and then asked to increase or decrease. Then there's some open-ended questions and some general questions about what your feeling is towards how the city government is doing its job. So I think it shouldn't be the only way that the city gets feedback, but I think it's a good way.
Well, putting that in the mix too, as you said, it kind of maybe gives us a little more insight into the deliberative process that goes on and moving things from one bucket to another within the budget and showing us some of the real world dollars that are being applied to these individual projects or departments or expenses. We'll make sure to link over to that survey at WEMU.org, or of course you can always subscribe to the Civ City News newsletter, and you'll get that as well on Mondays when this big version of everything we're talking about and a whole lot more goes out from Civ City Initiative. Today, a Washtenaw County Health Initiative. We talk an awful lot about the opioid epidemic in our community. Unfortunately, we have to because it is an ongoing health crisis. And there is a summit today focused on that issue at Washtenaw Community College. There's a public info session starting at 5:30 this afternoon, but kind of give us the overview. You know, why did Washtenaw Health see this was necessary, and who's going to be there?
Well, this is something that, as you said, this has been an issue in our community for a long time. I remember Sheriff Jerry Clayton talking about this years ago, and the library talking about, you know, the incidents that they have. So I think this is something that is the Washtenaw Health Initiative is pulling people together to really focus on what are the issues, what can be done, what kind of strategy do we want to develop as a community. The session this afternoon from 1 to 5 is focused on people who are actually working in that space, so health professionals and others. But I think that the public session will be important to give people an idea of really what's happening in our community. The Washtenaw Health Department does keep a website specific for opioids, so it's washtenaw.org/opioids. They report that so far this year, through July, there have been 55 overdose deaths from opioids in Washtenaw County, which, you know, that's really troubling.
Yeah, and that's up a third from the same period the year prior. I just wanted to throw an asterisk in here, too, as a side note, that I have been told by several health professionals now that if you or a loved one or somebody you know very closely to you suffers from drug addiction and this is a looming issue within your life that you might, you know, have to face this this epidemic head on right within your own household, that many health professionals and insurance companies will now cover the cost of having Narcan in your household so you can have a first level reaction. I know a lot of us with kids with allergies have the old, you know, you're used to having something with you in case there's an allergy reaction. Well, now we have that availability too if we have someone in our household suffering through addiction like this to an opioid especially. We can pursue that. So talk to your health provider if you think that might be something you might want to have in hand in your household. And definitely head out there tonight, 5:30 this afternoon, if you're seeking more information about resources available in our community or just want to have a voice in how Washtenaw County and our entire community, not just limited to our county, faces this issue head on and really works towards a solution. Another 3 weeks from tomorrow is our November 6th election. The Washtenaw County Medical Society holding a big candidate forum tonight. I was looking at the list of folks there, and this is kind of crosses the entire swath of the political spectrum. Tell us about this, Mary.
Yeah, well, I think you pretty much covered it. The Medical Society tonight, 7 o'clock, it's open to the public. They have a dinner beforehand for their members, but anyone is invited to the general session. It's a great chance just to hear from the candidates. There are a lot of people that are going to show up. I really like it when associations like this or neighborhood groups or others in the community have these kind of candidate forums, because the more opportunity we have to actually meet face-to-face with the people that we're voting for, the better, I think. So if you have the time, and there's a lot going on tonight, but this is a good opportunity as we run up to the election.
And again, if you're losing track of all the things we're talking about here, you'll be able to find all of these later on this morning when we post all this information at WEMU.org. Of course, you can, again, sign up for the Civ City newsletter that comes out each week with all this great information in it, especially as we head towards this midterm election. I know there's a lot of education campaigns going on. Just wanted to, again, remind people that WEMU plays a part in that, too. We're going to have a candidate information web post going up around October 29th. We're actively soliciting from all of the 188 different individual candidates that would appear somewhere in Washtenaw County on a ballot, the opportunity to participate in that. So please come back often to both our website and, of course, all the great work that Civ City is doing as well in engagement. And this week you're featuring one group of candidates in the newsletter. It's who are you looking at this week?
So we're looking at the Ann Arbor Public Schools Board of Education. There are 8 candidates for 4 seats, so it's going to be very competitive. I would encourage people to go to AnnArborVotes.org, which is the site that CivCity has for nonpartisan voter resources. It is a long ballot, folks. Regardless of where you live, there are a lot of issues, a lot of competitive races, and a lot of ballot proposals. So steady up. You have 3 weeks.
Yeah, and a reminder, too, that you don't have to vote for everybody, and we hear about that a lot. I didn't know who any of these people were, so I just picked names that are familiar. You don't have to put a check in every box. You don't have to vote for every single slate of candidates. I'm assuming, again, that with the school board, there's probably people endorsing each other and running as companions, and you're not even obligated to do that. You just vote for whomever you'd like. And that is always our best bet, is we love an engaged electorate, and we love an electorate that's getting out there and voting, and I know we share that in common, Mary. And thank you so much for doing all this great work. We appreciate you here and doing the work with us on Civic Matters.
Well, great talking to you this week, Patrick.